Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You go to any divorce court in America and say, what happened to this marriage? They didn't communicate. What happened to Samson and Phyllis? They didn't communicate. What happened to that divorce? Many of you have already stumbled through. You didn't communicate. Until we learn how to communicate in these ways, we need to learn what blocks communication, work at it. We need to discover the levels of communication and get in the deeper levels of opinions and feelings.
The truth is, a man and woman can get married, live in the same house, raise children, and speak an entirely different language. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Even though two people are speaking English, it doesn't mean they're communicating. Today we continue our series detailing the Ten Commandments of Marriage as Dr. Young describes time-tested techniques for successful verbal and nonverbal interaction. Learn the proven truth you need to break down the invisible barriers in your home when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young continues after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, we're continuing our message on marriage that Dr. Young started yesterday. But before we begin, he wants to send you his 365-day devotional book, Standing on the Promises of God, which gives you daily inspirational thoughts designed to help you understand and claim God's proven truth in your life each day of this new year. This book is our gift to thank you for your renewed financial support of The Winning Walk broadcast. So please request your copy of Standing on the Promises of God when you call us today with your renewal gift. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment.
Jim Deloach told me about a guy in Alabama who got one of these new electric bird collars. And, you know, it's one of those things where if the dog is running too far, you can mash a button and it'll shock him. It'll send an electric shock to him. He may be a half a mile away, whatever. Boy, it'll shock him and he'll wake up and he'll come back and you train him with electric collar. This man got a new high-powered electric collar for his hunting dog and he got his wife out. He said, I want to try it out because he loved animals and see what kind of shock I really will give to my dog. So he put the electric collar on. He said, I'm going down the other side of that field over there. And when I holler, you just mash this button, it'll send the shock, and I'll know, you know, I'll be able to know how much to shock my dog. When I holler, mash the button, she says, I'm ready. So he went down, she went down, out of sight, according to Jim, true story, I mean, out of sight, and got down in the holler, and he said, woo, and she said, shoo. He said, woo, she said, shoo, woo, shoo, boom. Well, before he could get off and get back to her, she almost electrocuted him. Was he mad? He said, we've got a communication problem. She said, it's not my fault. I did exactly what you said every time you holler, bang. He said, boy, I was hollering because you were putting the juice to me. This happens to us, folks. We are so negative and biting, and I don't know, we're trying to make ourselves feel important. We're trying to put them down. We're trying to get the silent treatment. We're trying to get an argument so we can kiss and make up. I don't know what all motivates us. So what am I saying? Turn off the negative. I'm saying then turn on the positive. Turn on the positive. This is what the Bible says, relationship between a husband and wife. Look over here at Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 7. You husbands, likewise, live with your wives in an understanding way as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her, listen, honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. If you're not honoring your wife, don't waste God's time. That's what that says. If you're not honoring your wife, don't waste God's time praying, reading your Bible. Just don't fool with that. God's not going to pay any attention because your prayers are blocked. They're hindered. We're to honor our mates. And look over, if you would, to Proverbs chapter number 31. It has another word. Proverbs 31, verse 28. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, he praises her. We are to praise our husbands, praise our wives. And there is nonverbal praise we can do. We can praise with a wink, with a look, with a nod. Nonverbal praise we can do. There's creative praise we can use. We can write notes. We can bring little gifts. We can do crazy surprise things. There's creative praise that we can touch our mates with. And there's so many, many ways to praise. There's indirect praise that we can do, that non-directive praise. You can compliment your mate to someone else, to their wife, their husband, to a friend. How important this is, and if that gets carried back, how powerful that is. Indirect praise, non-directive praise. What a super wife I have. What a great husband I have. Let me tell you the kind of wife I have. Let me tell you the kind of husband. Indirective. They're not even there. This is so very important because you are your mate's primary mirror as to how they view themselves and how they view all of life. The second thing you have to know, you have to remember, you married a foreigner. Everybody in here married a foreigner. Just mark that down. You cannot believe that and you'll never make it in communication. You married a foreigner. Women are different from men. Men are different from women. Mars and Venus, the book, I think that's a good analogy. You have to approach your mate like you would if you were an anthropologist interviewing E.T., everybody, because they think different. Their culture is different. In fact, you have to learn an entirely new language to communicate with your mate. Everybody has to learn the language of love, the love language that your mate speaks. It's like you married someone from Germany who speaks only German, and you're from France and you speak only French. And you're trying to express to her, and he's trying to express to him, and she's trying to express, and you're not communicating because neither one of you can speak or understand German or French. That's the way it is when you get married. Everybody, no exceptions. But the truth is, everybody has to learn their mate's love language, and some are seated right out there tonight, and you don't have a clue to the language that your mate speaks. And that's the reason you're not communicating. That's the reason there's not sizzle and a dynamic and a romance and a joy and a depth in your marriage, because you don't know the language your mate speaks. You say, well, I'm willing to learn. You know, what do I have to do to learn that language? Number one, you have to talk straight. You know, you can be crooked and not really lie. Tell you what I mean. You have to talk straight to your mate for them to understand you. Not, I don't mean, I'm going to tell you like it is and I'm putting my foot down. I'm just saying you have to be honest. You have to talk straight. For example, I know people who have feelings about things. One person feels very strongly about something, but they don't act like that. It bothers them. That doesn't bother me. Liar. You know, I can handle this. You really can't. You see, feelings. Be honest about your feelings. Be honest about your needs. Say, you know, I need for you. I would like for you. Would it be too much to ask? I need. Be honest about your needs. It's very important. Very important. And be honest about what's important to you. Oh, birthdays, I don't care if it's my birthday or not. I just soon not remember it. Is that true? An anniversary. I know you forgot it for 3 years in a row, but hey, anniversary, it's just another day of the year as far as I'm concerned. Is that important to you? Don't act like it's unimportant when it's important. Don't act like you have a need, don't have a need when you have a need. Don't act like this doesn't bother you when it bothers you. You see, a lot of marriages just stuff all these unmet needs, these emotions, and this confusion in a big barrel. They stuff it out, and when it explodes, and their marriage gets in trouble, and they stand before a marriage counselor, and they begin to pour out all this thing, and their other mate is saying there, what? I've never heard of all this. This is new to me. Why didn't you tell me? But so many times it's too late.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. In today's message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment. The entire series that this message is part of is available on CD or DVD. It's called 10 Commandments of Marriage. So look for it when you visit our online store at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can now follow The Winning Walk on Twitter. Follow us and get encouragement from your favorite radio program. Our username is at Winning Walk. On Twitter, at Winning Walk. Now, a look at Dr. Young's teaching that's coming up after the break.
You think it's accidental we have two ears and one mouth? We have to learn how to really listen. And sometimes we don't listen. And the way they know you're listening, men and women, speak back to them what you've heard them say.
That's up next here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We're just about to get back to today's message, but first, we'd like to say thanks for your renewed financial support of this broadcast by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's 365-day devotional, Standing on the Promises of God. This special devotional book gives you daily inspirational thoughts based on Scripture, and it's designed to help you spend moments remembering God's faithfulness each day of this new year. So please request your copy when you call us today with your gift, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now let's continue Dr. Young's message called, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment.
Marriages get in trouble. I get in trouble like that all the time. Driving down the highway, Joe Bass says, they want to stop the next exit up here, get something to drink. No, I'm fine. Let's push on. We push on and finally we're out in the middle of nowhere. And she says, I really am thirsty. I need to stop. I said, why didn't you tell me back there at the exit? And she said, well, I asked you. I thought you'd ask me. you see, we get in trouble like this. So if you are going to understand the foreigner you've married, as an anthropologist, you have to talk straight. Also, you have to listen attentively. You think it's accidental we have two ears and one mouth? We have to learn how to really listen. And sometimes we don't listen. And the way they know you're listening, men and women, speak back to them what you've heard them say. They say this to you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you say, now what I understand is 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh no, what I'm really saying, and make sure they understand what you're saying. Just give it back to them. And sometimes that I've done that, speaking to JoBeth, and she would give it back to me, and it sounded so terrible coming back. I'm telling you, did I say that? Yeah, you did. Oh, well, time out. That's not what I meant. She said, that's what you said. Well, it's not what I meant. See, it helps in communication. Be a good listener. That is so very, very important. And the third thing, understand how your mate is wired. You know what I mean by that? How they're wired. What is the love language they speak? What really is important? What do they like? What do they dislike? And what kind of person are they? There are basically three kinds of people, all kinds of personality makeups. That's a part of it. If you're a lion or you're an otter or a German shepherd, all kinds of personality makeups. But primarily, you can divide us into three categories. Are you a visual person? Is your mate a visual person? A visual person is someone who likes to see. They would have a neat house. They would like to see pretty things. They'd be important as to how they would look. This would be a visual person. Is your mate visual? Do they learn visually? Do they learn better than when you think of something? Do they think of a picture or they remember the words that describe the picture? So you can take all kinds of little ABC tests to determine whether or not you are a visual. But you need to know, is your mate primarily a visual person? Is your mate an auditory person, a listening person? other words, they like words. They like them written. They like them when they're spoken. And you say, well, an auditory person who likes words may just like a lot of quiet, by the way. You could be an auditory person and you would just like quiet. Or you could be because there's a conversation going on inside of you with yourself. Yeah, you talk with yourself. So you can be a listening person and all of it's going on inside, so you don't want to talk. Or you could be someone who talks a lot. You know, some people, they talk, it's like reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. Others, it's like Reader's Digest. Do you codify and say it simply, or do you amplify? And chances are we're all different. Usually the women are Encyclopedia Britannicas and the men are Reader's Digest. But, you have to understand this. What about your mate? Is your mate a visual person or a listening, an auditory person? Is your mate a feeling person? Do they think with their feelings? Are they basically emotional? This would be a right brain kind of individual. You say, well, what does this matter about anything, preacher? I don't know that double. Let me tell you something. Let me explain it to some of you hard-headed, knuckle-headed men. I identify with you. Been there, done that. What if you're an automobile salesman and you don't pay any attention to the person you're trying to sell the car to, whether they're a visual person or a listening, an auditory person, or they're a feeling person? How you would approach that person to sell that car is very important that you know the kind of person you're dealing with. If they're a visual person, you'd say, isn't that a good-looking car? Man, you'd look good in that car, wouldn't you? Boy, look at that dash. Look at these appointments. Look at the lines of that thing. See, you're selling to a visual person, right? Not going too fast for anybody, am I? But here's an auditory person, and here's someone who listens, and you say, boy, get in that car. You can't even hear that motor going down the highway, can you? Man, you cut on that CD, just filling up all the sound there. Man, just move. It's so silent. Man, you can really think in that thing. You see, you're appealing to somebody who's auditory. If they're a feeling person, you say, man, feel this upholstery. Is that something? I know it's an aldehyde, but I mean, it feels like leather, doesn't it? I mean, smells like leather, doesn't it? I mean, feel the finish on this car. Boy, you will feel so comfortable when you're flying down the road. You'll feel just relaxed in all the traffic. You see how you'd present something in a different way if you knew how that person was wired? How much more important with your mate? You know, well, how does this work in marriage? And here's somebody who says all the time to their mate, I love you, I love you, I love you. One day she comes and says, I don't think you care anything about me. He said, man, I am saying I love you. You're precious, you're kind, you're sweet, you're great, you're wonderful. She said, yeah, but you never give me anything. See, what kind of person is that? Oh, that's a person, I think, who needs something. That's a person who's very visual. They have to see it, right? Somebody else, you may be give, and you never say it. So you have to say it. You have to figure out how your mate's wired. And if you're single, I'd advise you to do it before you say, I do. It'll really pay off big dividends. The bottom line is communication. There's all kinds, directive, non-directive, tangible, intangible, spiritual, emotional, physical. Some of it's words, just a little bit. 7% is words. 38% tone of voice. 55% body language. Communication.
It's Dr. Ed Young with his message titled, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment. You know, in the busy pace of life, it's easy to forget the promises of peace and comfort, strength and presence found in the Bible. But with Dr. Young's 365-day devotional, Standing on the Promises of God, you can spend moments each day of this new year remembering God's faithfulness. This devotional gives you daily inspirational thoughts designed to keep you standing on the promises of God. And we'd like to send it to you to thank you for your renewed financial support of this Winning Walk broadcast. So please request your copy of this important resource when you call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. And there's more teaching ahead right after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Our website is easy to find, and it's loaded with resources. Go to winningwalk.org for CDs, DVDs, books, and much more. You'll even find the entire series that today's message is part of on CD or DVD. Just look for the title, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Our web address again is winningwalk.org. And while you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And then for daily encouragement, follow us on Twitter at Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Young with the conclusion to today's message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment.
You go to any divorce court in America and say, what happened to this marriage? They didn't communicate. What happened to Samson and Phyllis? They didn't communicate. What happened to that divorce you, many of you, have already stumbled through? You didn't communicate. We need to learn what blocks communication, work at it. We need to discover the levels of communication and get in the deeper levels of opinions and feelings and needs. And then we need to remember these two basic things. You are your mate's mirror. And also remember, you married a foreigner. And you've got to learn to speak the language of that foreigner you married. It is a love language that will last a lifetime. This couple had been married for many, many years. The husband was terminally ill. He was a great father, great husband, not very demonstrative. He didn't speak a lot or say, I love you a bunch, but he demonstrated that love. By the way, unless you demonstrate it, doesn't matter how much you say it. But this guy didn't say it very much, but he had a way about him. His wife knew that he exclusively, beautifully loved her. She was number one in his life. But during his illness, he got increasingly worse until finally they put him in the hospital and they knew the time was short. And she stayed by his side. The children came in and he lapsed into a coma. Now, he'd been so attentive to her. She was so active, her rings would get twisted, her wedding ring, and he'd always straighten her rings. That was sort of his way of expressing, or he would go and give her something, and he didn't say much, but that was his way. Now, he went to a coma, and the mother said to the children, you know, I wish I could just tell him one more time I loved him. There's some way I knew he could hear me, and she kept saying that even though he had no sign of life. And then the children went out late one night and left mom in there alone. When they came back, she was just radiant. She was smiling. They said, Mom, what happened? She said it was a miracle. She said it was a miracle. He said, just for a moment. He opened his eyes. He looked at me when I said I loved him. And said I was holding his hand. And said he straightened my rings. Communication. Learn to communicate with your mate. Learn the language your mate speaks, and you'll have a marriage that will last a lifetime.
Proven truth you need for a lifelong healthy marriage is found in God's Word. Thank you for joining us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we close today's program, we want to send you a copy of Dr. Young's 365-day devotional book called Standing on the Promises of God. This special book is our gift to thank you for your renewed financial support of this broadcast. So please request your copy of Standing on the Promises of God when you call with your renewal gift today. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Tomorrow, Dr. Young brings you a message called Thou Shalt Date Thy Mate, which is about how you can keep your marriage fresh and exciting. More proven truth for marriage is coming up Wednesday, so be sure to tune in then, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.